A message from Daniel, the 22nd of September 2008. My dear brothers and sisters, the great and terrible day, as recorded in Joel chapter 3 verse 4, is getting closer. It is growing nearer and nearer by giant steps. Every living person can clearly tell that the world is changing greatly. We are starting to see how everything, aside from Hashem, that we have ever leaned on for support until today, is now falling apart. On the financial side of things, the whole structure is disintegrating. It's falling apart because it is based upon sheker, a falsehood. Most of the people in the world feel certain that this structure is strong and real, but in fact, it is all just an illusion. Very soon, it will totally fall. Even with all the efforts the big wealthy countries are making in order to save the sheker, and to support a structure that is built from nothing. They are supporting it with insignificant materials, which is why, in the end, it will all come crashing down. The entire financial system of the world is going to fall apart, and all that will remain will be chaos. Concerning the natural disasters, we've seen no shortage of these over the past few months, and there will be even greater ones, far greater than the human mind is capable of even imagining. It will be terrifying and destructive in ways no one could ever have dreamed. In addition to this, any person can see that we are facing a terrible, most difficult war, unlike any war this world has ever seen. 2/3 of the world will be destroyed, as stated in Zechariah chapter 13, verse 8, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, without the aid of any messengers. There will also be great and wondrous miracles. Things will happen that will be obvious to all, but they are coming straight from heaven. These days I'm speaking of are approaching rapidly. Yet most of the people are simply not moving. They are not trying to save themselves. And how indeed can we be saved from this upcoming frightening situation? The answer is one word. Tshuva, repentance. Repentance means returning to Hashem, to his real Torah, without all the vanities and nonsense of this world. One who feels regret over all the sheker and vanities that filled his life and now wants nothing but truth with all his might and makes the effort to reach that truth, such a person will be able to save himself, God willing. We, the autistic and brain-damaged people, have, Baruch Hashem, written a lot of messages on this matter. But unfortunately, most people just don't seem to care. We have already written all that needs to be said on the matter. We have spoken so much about this, but many people don't want to listen. They just plug their ears. The sheker is more pleasing to them because they are not yet familiar with the unlimited spiritual pleasure we attain from having a close connection with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are accustomed to materialism and are only aware of superficial and fleeting materialistic pleasures. Such people, unfortunately, will be lost. Heaven have mercy on them. Yet perhaps now, with all the turmoil throughout the world, perhaps Am Yisrael will finally be prepared to realize the truth. Maybe with all the signs Hashem has been sending us lately, all the messages, through nature, through the financial crisis, through all sorts of personal tragedies, may we not know, through the constant threats of Russia and Iran, and all sorts of other threats looming over us from all kinds of places, perhaps all this will finally create a tiny opening in many Jews' hearts, and they will begin to ponder the necessity of doing tshuva. Therefore, I am now imploring every Jew, return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sit down on the floor, put ashes on your head, wear sackcloth on your body, as stated in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim 579. But if you don't have sackcloth, tear your clothes, as we do when in mourning, and cry over all your transgressions against Hashem and his holy Torah. Go over each and every sin in your mind and cry over it, and firmly decide from this day on, I will live a life of truth. I am returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I will not repeat the sins I have committed. Say vidui, prayers of confession, as though these were your last moments upon earth. Now is the time for people to take action and do something real in order to save themselves. And this is the only thing that will save us. Real tshuva. The first thing to do is tshuva, but beyond that, do something to show Hashem that you really are waiting for him. Prepare yourselves a nice outfit, something special to wear, just for the purpose of receiving Mashiach, the Messiah. When the time comes for Mashiach to come, and everyone will run out to receive him, we'll go to our closets, open them, and that special outfit will be waiting for us. It will not be missing a button, and we will not have to waste time contemplating which outfit to wear. Everything will be ready and orderly. We shouldn't suddenly discover a stain or something missing. It should just be ready for us to put on quickly and receive our righteous Mashiach. People must also make sure that their clothes are suitable and modest enough to receive Mashiach. Women should wear long, wide dresses with long sleeves to the wrist, buttoned up to the neck. When Mashiach comes, we cannot run out to receive him dressed in inappropriate clothes or with an inappropriate head covering. All hair must be covered, including the back and the sides of the neck. No one can greet the Mashiach wearing a wig. No wig will be permissible. No tight skirts or dresses, no socks or stockings that are not thick enough, and no immodest shoes. No makeup either. Only a truly modest woman. For the men also, clothes must also not be tight fitted. They must be wide and respectable. Am Yisrael, these are the clothes we must wear when we run up to greet Mashiach. We also need to prepare the inner garments. Tshuva, repentance. We must regret all our sins. Regret them with such pain that we are brought to tears. Then together with these two aspects, the appropriate external garments and the appropriate internal garments, in the very near future, we will be able to greet our righteous Mashiach with great joy. There is another most important matter, which is the essence of the connection every Jew has with the world to come and eternity, and that is the emunah, the faith, and bitochen, trust, we must have in Hashem that He is omnipotent, that He created us and the whole world, such that if we are hungry, He will feed us. If we are tired, He will arrange for us a comfortable bed. If we are thirsty, He will supply us with water. If we are afraid, He will calm us. And everything else we need, He will provide for us. We don't need to rely upon banks, social security, doctors, the army, the police, and so on. We need nothing else at all aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He will take care of all our needs. With such faith and trust, we will be worthy of greeting our righteous Mashiach with great rachamim, mercy.